Today's guest comes to us from Vigo, Spain. That's right, you heard me correctly. We're talking to Tim Richardson, a physical therapist working over in Spain, who has some interesting information to share with us, something that I think you'll find helpful. Stay tuned for the next episode of PT Talker.
This is PT Talker, presented by Advantage Medical. The aim of this podcast is to expose physical therapists to unique and innovative ideas to help grow their business. Each broadcast will introduce you to new concepts that will save you time, provide a better patient outcome, or lower your cost. And now, the host of PT Talker, Jeff Worrell.
Tim Richardson on the line for this episode of PT Talker. Tim, can you hear me, Tim? Are you there?
Yes, here I am, Jeff.
All right. This is great. We're using Skype and just doing all the modern marvels of technology to record this episode of PT Talker. So, again, Tim, what time is it in Spain right now?
Jeff, I'm 6 hours ahead of the Eastern Standard Time, so it's about 4:15 right now.
Yeah, okay, well, great. Well, thank you for taking time away from patients to talk to us. We're going to actually be talking to you today about your book. You are a previous expert on PT Talker. I want to thank you for that. But your book that has just come out, Bulletproof Expert Systems, Clinical Decision Support for Physical Therapists in Outpatient Settings, has hit the bookstore shelves, and we want to find out a little bit about that. But before we start, why are you in Spain? Tell us a little bit about what you're doing over there and how that's all going.
Well, Jeff, believe it or not, I am working. But we did have an opportunity to put the kids in school. I have two boys, ages 8 and 10. And my mother-in-law offered us a place to live and help us out with getting registered and whatnot. So we jumped on it. We took it. I do have the clinic in Florida, in Bradenton, Florida, and that is being run, and that is ongoing, and we're due back in July.
Gotcha. So you're there for the school year. Opportunity.
Correct.
Your wife is from Spain, so this is an opportunity.
Correct.
For grandpa and grandma to see the grandkids and all that for a year. It sounds like it all worked out.
Yes. They go by abuelo and abuela.
Yeah, all right. Okay, well, very good. Well, good. Well, let's get into the meat and potatoes of your new book. You know, I know that running your own clinic, what's the name of your clinic in Florida?
We are Medical Arts Rehabilitation in Bradenton, Florida.
Yeah, and you've had that how long now?
Opened in 1998.
Okay, so, and you discovered that there were some issues that, you know, that were troubling to you and some things you had to figure out, and thus the result is a new book. So let's kind of get into that. What was some of the motivation to come up with this book?
Well, the issues I had to solve, there were three in a nutshell, but three. The reason that I put them into a book is because I think they're universal to most physical therapy managers in my position. And that is, I needed outcome measures. I needed some proof of what I was doing. I needed a Medicare compliance program. I needed to be able to sleep at night. And not only being the manager, I was also the owner.
Yeah.
And then I also needed evidence-based prompts. Reminders, so that I wouldn't always have to run behind my therapist or second guess myself even and say, did I remember to do this? Did I remember to do that? In other words, we wanted to make it easy. We wanted to make it almost automatic.
And so, so is that pretty much the basis for this book? And are those three areas addressed in your latest edition?
That's exactly what clinical decision support proposes to do, Jeff, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, let's get into that. Can you speak a little bit about each one? Let's get, first of all,
sure.
into your first point and give our listeners something that, you know, identify the problem, and then let's talk about some of the things they might learn from your book as to how to solve that.
Well, I think that our profession has been talking about outcome measures at least as long as I've been in practice. I graduated from University of Florida in 1992, home of the Fighting Gators. And I know outcome measures was a big issue then. And I think it continues to still be a big issue, and it's a struggle for those of us in the small private practice setting. When I say small, at one point I had 3 clinics with 16 staff, all reporting directly to me, as well as running a full-time caseload. So, you know, being able to remember to let's do this oswestry low back disablement for disablement questionnaire for this person with low back pain. You know, if I had to remember that each time, that could be challenging. And the same is true for my employee physical therapists and physical therapist assistants. And so automating that process, making it so that the physical therapist didn't have to make a conscious decision or was able to respond to an automatic prompt each time, just made it that much more efficient and effective. As an aside, we were able to achieve 100% use of outcome measures amongst our patients within the first 2 years.
And so how hard is this for a therapist to get their arms around and implement some of these strategies?
That's a great question. You would think that it wouldn't be that hard, but I've done some consulting, and I've seen excellent therapists, people I would send my parents or my family members to, who run a great business, make money, run an efficient clinic, who still don't consistently measure their patients' outcomes. So, you know, it's one of these things. I think we need help. I think we need tools. I think we need templates. I think we need processes that make it easier for, especially for owners, but also for managers, and staff. I mean, there's just so much. There's so many variables in the clinical interaction. There's social skills, there's evidence, there's different stakeholders that are involved in treating physical therapy patients. You know, I think both physical therapists, and this is really true for physicians as well, we've reached the cognitive limits of what one person can manage. The information overload and the demands on our time and attention have really reached the limits of what we can handle. So, and that is where clinical decision support comes in, helping a clinician. And as I said before, it could be either a PT or a physician. But the book is specifically written for physical therapists, providing these prompts, and they can be paper-based templates, or they could be electronic prompts within an electronic medical record.
Yeah, okay. So, and are these methods then outlined in the book?
They are, yes. And I'll go back to the 3 that I mentioned at the beginning. We really specifically touch on evidence-based outcome measures, specifically
right.
Self-report measures.
Uh-huh.
We talk about, throughout the entire book, we talk about Medicare compliance and how we can use these tools to sort of slay the dragon of Medicare compliance so that the therapist isn't always constantly having to worry about, well, what do I write? Did I write down enough? Do I need to put something more? Can I justify medical necessity? Can I show progress? All of that is essentially done for me by following the prompts.
Aren't there a lot of software programs out there, EMR programs that are promoting that that's what they do? And so you're saying, is this more of a written process that the therapist would follow, or what's the difference?
That's a great, great point, Jeff, and I'm glad you brought that up. Yes, just about every EMR, electronic medical record, on the market today does claim to, and probably does, support Medicare compliance. I would say yes, that's a universal feature of you know, an electronic medical record. I think it's important to recognize that an electronic medical record is essentially a database and a user interface. And so any feature within an EMR or an EHR, because we've used both terms interchangeably, even though they're really not interchangeable, but we don't need to get into all that. Any feature within an EMR that prompts or reminds a therapist or a physician to collect an additional data point, do a certain test, or to make a decision is probably best defined as clinical decision support. And so it's, you know, I think what we should recognize is we're into our second or third EMRs now, and they're becoming much more fully featured. So if the EMR out there is saying that it does Medicare compliance, or if it's providing patient safety features or drug-drug interactions or false risk prediction or any of these sort of advanced features, those are essentially features of clinical decision support.
Okay. All right, very good. Okay, and then I interrupted you on, I think, the last point you were making.
Okay, and the third point, the first one was the book talks about outcome measures, how to get
right,
them, what they are.
Yeah.
Second was Medicare compliance, and the third is the evidence-based prompts or reminders. And these are essentially based on body region or diagnosis. So, again, I mentioned the patient with low back pain. The system would prompt possibly the Oswestry reform, or there's a couple of others. I think there's 17 self-report questionnaires that we discuss in the book, and we show templates how to use these if you're still using paper-based templates. And we also, for about a year, had a what's called a proof of concept web-based CDS tool that I was pilot testing with several clinics around the country. We pulled that off the market, or we pulled that off the web, because we are going to a commercial version. But these principles that we discuss in the book can be paper-based, which probably about 80% of the physical therapy clinics in the country have still got some paper-based systems in their clinic, some if not all.
Okay, but obviously there's a mandate to go to electronic.
At this time, as you know, Jeff, physical therapists are not included in the incentive program for electronic medical records, but it's likely that it will be, just as you say, a mandate, probably by 2015, if not soon thereafter, because physicians will be mandated to use electronic medical records, they're going to expect physical therapists to have all of our documentation electronic. So it's a de facto non-reimbursed mandate on physical therapists. Those are my terms.
If I have it correct, this, your book, would be a nice segue or a nice bridge to gap that from having nothing until you can get to EMR. Your book would fill that gap.
I think that describes it very well, yes.
Okay. All right. Then we're going to leave it at that. How do people get a hold of this, and what's the cost, and give us some of the details?
Okay, Jeff, you can get it from the publisher's website. We have it there for $49.95. It's a link that is on PT Talker, and we're providing that at a substantial discount, because it's also on Amazon.com and the other retailers. But I'm going to provide the link on PT Talker, where it's about a $30 discount for $49.95.
For all of our listeners. So we'll have that, you just get that right at pttalker.com for this segment of PT Talker with Tim Richardson. So, well, Tim, thank you again for providing this great information to our listeners, and being willing to call in from Spain. This has been a lot of fun.
Thank you for the opportunity, Jeff.
All right. Okay, you've been listening to Tim Richardson. He's a physical therapist, actually for the next year or until July, working in Vigo, Spain, but has a clinic in Bradenton, Florida, and has produced the book, Bulletproof Expert Systems, Clinical Decision Support for Physical Therapists in an Outpatient Setting. And I think it's been very helpful, and I hope you will find this information helpful maybe, well, it's in treating patients and helping someone to get better, but also keeping your practice out of trouble with Medicare and keeping everything straight and just the way it should be. So, again, thanks for listening. Make sure you tell all of your friends. We're available on iTunes or at pttalker.com.
PT Talker is a presentation of Advantage Medical, bringing you business news and ideas for therapists. Join us each week for new concepts to help you grow your rehabilitation business. To listen to previous episodes, visit us on the web at pttalker.com or on iTunes.